And as I did mention a little earlier on Good Morning EP, the advent of constructing major infrastructure such as schools with effectively flat-pack material, what does that mean for the building industry? We've got the CEO of Master Builders Association SA, Will Frogley, on the line. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the story with the idea of the flat packs? Because obviously this is going to be a little bit more sturdy than what most people think of when they think of flat packs coming from places like IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, we're seeing a bit of a transformation in the industry, and in some ways South Australia's starting to catch up with what's in place in the state and around the world. But basically, we're seeing more construction delivered through a new construction process where basically, you know, prefabricated wall, roof, floor panels, et cetera, are built off-site, usually in warehouses, and then they're delivered to site, and then they're assembled on site, and that's how it's basically put together. So it has some big fans, some critics. I think there's some benefits, and sometimes there's some disadvantages. It just depends on the project. But really, the building industry in South Australia needs to be able to build what clients want.
So when it comes to the tradies who are affected by this, obviously plumbers and electricians are going to be minimally affected by this because they have very specialised areas of expertise. But how does this affect people like stonemasons and bricklayers and chippies?
Well, it definitely is something that requires a specialised skill set. So the most important thing is if this stuff is starting to come into South Australia, we need to build up local ability to be able to do this work, because what we don't want is interstate, you know, contractors coming in and then leaving the state once they've done the work. So where we've seen this most commonly in recent times is with the school building projects, the government's big spend on schools. So a decent chunk of those large school upgrades have involved modular construction, and the main reason why they chose to pursue that is they wanted to get the jobs done quite quickly, particularly the ones that are the transition of Year 7 kids to high school, which starts next year. There are some, I mean, modular construction has definitely come a long way, but it's not suitable for every job. The main disadvantage with modular is, it's harder to have a highly specialised or custom build. The people who like it say it's quicker and therefore cheaper, but I guess you have a bit less flexibility in terms of the what the final build looks like.
And when it comes to that flexibility, just quickly, Will, what exactly do you see as the future for the modular building sector, if you like? Do you see it being restricted to major infrastructure that government requires, or can you see it getting into more of the home building as well?
Oh, I think, it has a presence in that area already in other areas. I think it will definitely grow in South Australia, but I don't think it will grow to the extent that it is in, for example, in some particularly cold climate countries in Europe, because with their very cold, bleak winters, they do use quite a lot of modular construction over there because that the quicker time frame enables them to get the job completed quicker. Particularly over in Port Lincoln, and I used to live there myself, so I'm very familiar with the climate over there. It's a lot drier. It's a lot, you don't have those really, really cold winters with snow, et cetera, that you see in Europe where modular is pretty popular. So whilst I think it is going to grow in South Australia, and it is growing, I don't think it's ever going to hit the levels that we see in Europe for that reason. Because one of the main benefits isn't as necessary, particularly in a place like Port Lincoln.
And we'll keep an eye on this story as it unfolds for all our tradies out there. Will Frogley, the CEO of Master Builders South Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Cheers.